Can I just say one thing?
What? What?
That's a relatively open weave, and I can still see your nippular area.
Tell them the story about your patient who thinks things are like other things, you know? So, like when the phone rings and she takes a shower.
That's pretty much it. But you tell it really well, sweetie.
Thanks. Okay. Okay. Now go away so we can talk about you.
Okay, I'll miss you.
Isn't he great? He's so cute. And he seems to like you so much.
I know. I know. So sweet. Oh, he's so complicated. You know. And for his strength, he's not too shrinky.
So you think you'll do it on his couch?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I think that's a little weird. You know. It's vinyl.
Okay. You guys want anything else?
Oh, yes. Could I have one of those?
No, I'm sorry. We're all out of those. Anybody else?
Okay.
Did I say something?
No, she's still upset because I saw her boobies.
Well, what were you doing seeing her boobies?
It was an accident. Not like I was across the street with a telescope and a box of donuts.
Okay, can we change the subject, please?
Yeah, you know, these are not her boobies. These are her breasts. Okay, Phoebs, I was hoping of more of a change.
You know, I always like bazoombas. Kind of gives them a Latin spin.
Can we drop this already, please?
You know, I don't know why you're so embarrassed. They were very nice boobies.
Nice? They were nice. I mean, that's it. I mean, mittens are nice.
Okay, Rock. Hard place. Me?
You're so funny. He's really funny. I wouldn't want to be there when the laughter stops.
Whoa, back up there, Sparky. What did you mean by that?
It just seems as though that maybe you have intimacy issues. You know, that you use your humor as a way of keeping people at a distance.
Huh.
I mean, hey, I just met you. I don't know you from Adam. Only child, right? Parents divorced before you hit puberty.
Uh-huh. How did you know that?
It's textbook.
Hey, you guys.
Hey, Joe.
You're on my way.
Hey,
how long you in the city?
Just for a couple of days. I got a job midtown. I figure I'm better off staying with the kid than hauling my ass back and forth on a ferry. I don't know this one.
Oh, this is my friend Roger.
Hi. Hey, good to meet you, Roger.
You too.
What happened to the puppet guy? Oh. Excuse me. So, Ross, how's the wife? Oh, for two, huh? Chandler, quick, say something funny.
Gotta go. Miss you soon. I love you, but it's getting real late now.
Hey, Ma. Listen, I made the appointment with Dr. Bazita and... Excuse me?
Did you know this isn't Ma?
Her name's Ronnie. She's a pet mortician.
Sure.
So how long you been...
Remember when you were a little kid, I used to take you to the Navy Yard and show you the big ships?
Since then?
No, it's only been 6 years. Huh. I just wanted to put a nice memory in your head so you'd know that I wasn't always such a terrible guy. What are you doing?
Chopping garlic.
You're not going to crush it?
Hey, you're having an affair? I'm chopping the garlic. It's a wacky world.
Joe, you ever been in love?
I don't know.
Then you haven't. You're burning your tomatoes.
You'll want to talk.
Joe, your dad's in love big time. And the worst part of it is, it's with two different women.
Oh, man.
Please tell me one of them is Ma. Of course one of them's Ma. What's the matter with you?
It's like if you woke up one day and found out your dad was leading this double life. He's like actually some spy working for the CIA. That'd be cool. This blows.
Do you think Dad ever cheated on Mom?
Well, no, I don't think so, because that would involve having sex, and I would like to think that our parents don't do that sort of thing.
I know. I mean, why can't parents just stay parents, you know? Why do they have to become people? Why do they have... Why... Can't you stop staring at my breasts?
What? What?
Did you not get a good enough look the other day?
All right. We're all adults here. There's only one way to resolve this. Since you saw her boobies, I think you're going to have to show her your pee-pee.
You know, I don't see that happening.
Come on. He's right. Tit for tat.
Well, I'm not showing you my cat.
Hello? Come on up.
Oh, good. Raj is here.
What's the matter with Raj?
Yeah. That's nothing. It's a little thing. I hate that guy.
So he was a little analytical. That's what he does, you know? Come on, he's not that bad.
You see, that's where you're wrong. Why would I marry her if I thought on any level that she was a lesbian?
You know, maybe you wanted your marriage to fail.
Why? Why would I? Why? Why? Why?
I don't know. Maybe low self-esteem. Maybe to compensate for overshadowing a sibling. Maybe you...
Wait. Go back to that sibling thing.
Well, I don't know. It's conceivable that you wanted to sabotage your marriage so that the sibling would feel like less of a failure in the eyes of the parents.
That's ridiculous. I don't feel guilty for her failure.
So you think I'm a failure. Isn't it good?
Yeah. No, but that's not what I was saying.
You know what I mean? All these years, I thought you were on my side, but maybe what you were doing was sucking up to Mom and Dad so they keep liking you better.
Hey, I married a lesbian to make you look good.
You're right. It wasn't just the Weevils, but it was the Weevil Play Palace. The Weevil's cruise ship. Oh, which had this little lifeboat for the Weevils to wobble in. And Mom just gave them all away.
That's tough stuff. Come on, Phoebe. We're going to catch that movie. We got to get going.
Okay. Feel better, Rachel, okay?
Phoebe, we're going to be late, sweetie.
Okay. Listen, thanks for everything, Mom.
No problem.
Listen, guys, it was great seeing you again. Mom, easy on those cookies, okay? Remember, they're just food. They're not love.
I hate that guy.
Good night, you guys.
Oh, look, it's the woman we ordered.
Hey, can we help you?
Ah, no thanks. I'm just waiting for Joey Tribbiani.
I'm Joey Tribbiani.
Oh, no, not you. Big Joey.
Oh, my God. You're so much cuter than your pictures.
I'm Ronnie. She's it?
Joey's having an embolism. But I'd go for an F, you know.
Now, you see, most people, when the pets pass on, they want them sort of laid out like they're sleeping. But occasionally you get your person who wants them in a pose, like chasing their tail or jumping to catch a frisbee.
Joey, if I go first, I want to be looking for my keys.
That's a good one.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah? Ronnie's here.
Huh?
Hi.
Hey.
Hey.
Hello, babe. What are you doing here?
Oh, well, you left your good hair at my apartment. I figured you'd need it tomorrow for your meeting.
Thank you.
So, who's up for a big game of Kerplunk?
Look, I shouldn't have come. I better get going. I don't want this last train.
No, no, I don't want you taking that thing.
Oh, where am I going to stay? Here?
Whoa-ho. We'll go to a hotel.
Go to a hotel?
No, you won't.
No, we won't.
If you go to a hotel, you'll be doing stuff. I want you right here where I can keep an eye on you.
You're going to keep an eye on us.
That's right, mister. And I don't care how old you are. As long as you're under my roof, you'll live by my rule. And that means no sleeping with your girlfriend.
Wow. He's strict.
Now, Dad, you'll be in my room. Ronnie, you can stay in Chandler's room.
And Chandler will be?
Out here with me, bunking up on the hider bed.
Ooh, bunking up. If you smell s'mores, don't be alarmed.
Thanks. You're a good kid.
Come on, I'll show you to my room. That sounds so weird when it's not followed by no thanks, it's late.
Okay, now this is just for tonight. Starting tomorrow, you've got to make a change. 6 years is long enough.
What kind of change?
Well, either you break it off with Ronnie.
You can't do that.
Then you got to come clean with Ma. This is not right.
Yeah, but this
I don't want to hear it. Now go to my room.
Hey, Kitty. What are you doing?
Just trying to get comfortable. I can't sleep in my underwear.
Well, you're gonna.
I've been thinking, you know, about how I'm always seeing girls on top of girls.
Are they end-to-end or tall like pancakes?
You know what I mean about how I'm always going out with all these women. Because I always figured when the right one comes along, I'll be able to be a stand-up guy and go the distance, you know? And I'm looking at my dad thinking, hey,
you're not him. You're you. When they were all over you to go into your father's pipe-fitting business, did you cave?
No.
No. You decided to go into the out-of-work actor business. Now, that wasn't easy, but you did it. And I'd like to believe that when the right woman comes along, you will have the courage and the guts to say, no thanks, I'm married.
You really think so?
Yeah, I really do.
Thanks, Jim.
Get off.
Joey said I could use your shower since Chandler's in off.
Okay.
Who are you?
Oh, I'm Ronnie. Ronnie Rapolano?
Uh-huh.
The mistress?
Okay.
Hi, I'm Rachel.
Hi.
Bathroom's up there.
Great.
Hey, listen, Ronnie. How long would you say Chandler's been in the shower?
Oh, like 5 minutes?
Perfect. That's your seatbelt?
It's pee-pee time.
Hey, Mr. Tripp.
Hey, good morning, dear.
Chandler Bing, it's time to see your son.
Sorry, my thing was in there with me.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Oh, Roger's having a dinner thing, and he wanted me to invite you guys. So what's going on?
Nothing. It's just, it's Roger, you know.
I don't know. There's something about... Basically, we just feel that he's,
We hate that guy.
We hate him.
Sorry, Steve. I'm sorry.
Okay, don't you think maybe, though, it's just that he's so perceptive that it freaked you out?
No, we
hate him.
We
hate him.
I'm sorry.
Ma, what are you doing here?
I came to give you this and this.
Ow, big ring.
Why did you have to fill your father's head with all that garbage about making things right? Things were fine the way they were. There's chicken in there, put it away. For God's sake, Joey, really.
Hold on, you knew?
Of course I knew. What do you think? Your father is no James Bond. You should have heard some of his cover stories. I'm sleeping over at my accountant's. I mean, what is that? Please.
So then, how could you...
Do you remember how your father used to be? Always yelling. Nothing made him happy. Not that wood shop. Not those stupid little ships in the bottle. Nothing. Now he's happy. I mean, it's nice. He has a hobby.
Ma, I don't mean to be disrespectful, but... What the hell are you talking about? And what about you?
Me? I'm fine. Look, honey. In an ideal world, there'd be no her, and your father would look like Sting. And I'll tell you something else. Ever since that poodle sucker came along, he's been so ashamed of himself that he's been retentive. He's been more loving. It's like every day's our anniversary.
I'm happy for you.
Well, don't be. Because now everything's screwed up. I just want it the way it was.
I'm sorry. I just did what I thought you'd want.
I know you did, Cookie. Oh, I know you did. So tell me. Did you see her?
Yeah. You're 10 times prettier than she is.
That's sweet. Could I take her?
With this ring, no contest.
Don't ever do that.
What?
I'm sorry. I have a thing. I have a thing, which means you can't ever do that.
Why? What's wrong, sweetie?
Nothing.
No. What's wrong? Come.
Okay. It's nothing. I'm fine. It's just, it's my friends. They have a liking problem with you. And that's, they don't
Oh. They don't?
But, you know, they don't see all the wonderfulness that I see, you know? They don't see all the good stuff and all the sweet stuff. They just, you know, they think you're a little...
What?
Intense and creepy.
Oh.
But I don't. Me, Phoebe.
Well, I'm not at all surprised they feel that way.
You're not... See, that's why you're so great.
Actually, it's quite, you know, typical behavior when you have this kind of dysfunctional group dynamic. You know, this kind of codependent, emotionally stunted, sitting in your stupid coffee house with your stupid big cups, which I'm sorry, might as well have nipples on them. And you're all like, oh, define me, love me, I need love.
So you talk to your dad, huh?
Yeah. He's going to keep cheating on my mom like she wanted. My mom's going to keep pretending she doesn't know, even though she does. And my little sister, Tina, can't see her husband anymore because he got a restraining order. Which has nothing to do with anything except that I found out today.
Things sure have changed here on Walton's Mountain.
So, Joe, are you okay?
Yeah, I guess. It's just, you know, they're parents. After a certain point, you got to let go. Even if you know better, you gotta let them make their own mistakes.
And just think, in a couple of years, we get to turn into them.
If I turn into my parents, I'll either be an alcoholic blonde chasing after 20-year-old boys, or I'll end up like my mom.
Okay.
Hey, baby.
How's it going? Okay. Except I broke up with Roger.
Oh.
Right. What happened? I don't know. I mean, he's a good person. And he can be really sweet. And in some ways, I think he is so right for me. It's just, I hate that guy. Hey, Joey.
What's going on?
Clear the tracks for the Booby Payback Express. Next stop, Rachel Green.
There.
Joey, what the hell were you doing?
Sorry, wrong booby.
Hello, Joey.
Hello, dear.